In John chapter 3, I want to read a few verses and share them with you and go into the thought that God's put on our heart that we couldn't get away from. I didn't know in the beginning of the week why we were going this way, why God wanted us to go this way, but now I know. Because God is God, and He always will be God. In John chapter 3 and verse 14, and the Bible says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." Now what he's talking about here is Moses being, as Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness. You notice during Exodus where the fiery serpents was coming upon him and they were biting him and people were dying all around. And God Almighty told Moses, He said, "You make a serpent of brass, you put it upon a pole, and whenever they look at it," praise God, you know how they looked at it? They had to look at it in faith, believing that it would save them from the fiery serpent. Amen. And he said, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." At times, we have to just lift up the name of Jesus. Even when we don't understand, even when we don't see why things are happening around us, we have to ask the Lord to help us just to understand why it's the way it is. But then God gives us an answer in verse 14, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now I want you to notice something here. He says that whosoever believeth in Him, when we believe and we trust on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He said He gives that we should not perish as those that are perishing, but that we should have eternal life. Now that word "have" is a present tense word. Amen. He said we should have eternal life right now. If we trust in the Lord, amen, if we look to the Lord like the children of Israel did to the serpent on the pole, and we trust in that Lord, He's lifted up, and we look to Him, we shall be saved. I thank God there for that whosoever believeth in Him, that we should not perish. But I want to say that there's some that are because we're not looking. And the reason that we're not looking is because we just don't seem to believe in Him. I want to preach this word for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, and it's probably the thought of the whole world. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. As we see this, we see the Lord moving, and we see it says that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have, present tense, eternal life. And the Bible tells us this morning that life is in the Son of God because of the gift that God gave us so many years ago. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world." Why did God give us the greatest gift that's ever been given? Because God so loved the world. That's me and you. The last time I looked, we were all part of this big world that we live in. But He said, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And here He ties us in again. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So here we see the Bible's telling us how God laid this thing out so that we can get in, so that we can have confidence in the Lord. And we can look to Him believing and receive the offering of salvation unto eternal life. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the problem is that we just can't seem to believe what God says. See, this is not a new thing. Unbelief has been with us from the foundation of the world. But I want to say, praise God, if God said it, you can believe it. If God says, Brother Jeff, that He loves you, then He loves you. And God can't quit loving you. Amen. Praise God. He loves every one of us. But a lot of times we come to the point where we say, I just can't believe it. In the day and hour of time, there's a whole lot of things that we can't believe. If we can't see it, if we can't touch it, if we can't smell it, then we tend to not want to believe it. If our three senses can't get a hold of it, if our three senses can't come in contact with it, then it's hard for us to believe. It's hard for you to believe something that you can't see. It's hard to believe that there's a heaven. It's hard to believe that these streets is, as it were, transparent gold. It's hard to believe that these gates of pearl. But God said it. Amen. He said there's a throne room of grace. It's hard to believe, but God said it. But ever since the beginning, there's been people that said, you know, I just can't believe it. If you go back and look at, we look at the what we're going to celebrate tomorrow, the Christmas story. The Bible tells us that there was another, and it said, well, I just can't believe it. And the man was a man by the name of Zacharias. He was a priest in the order of Aaron. Amen. And he had a wife, and she was a daughter of Aaron named Elizabeth. And the Bible said they were well stricken in years, way up in their years, and they had a good life. And that Bible says in Luke chapter 1 in verse 6, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord blameless. They were followers of God. Amen. They was trying to do everything right. Amen. The Bible says that an angel appeared to him while he was executing the office of the priest. His job was to burn incense. Amen? And he went in to burn the incense, and while he was there, the Bible said in verse 11 of Luke 1, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. So we see it as Zechariah come up there, and he come in to do his to offer an offering of incense. He looks over on the right side of the altar, and there's an angel. What would be the first thing you'd think when you go in to do the job that you're appointed to do? Brother Chris, and there's an angel. First thing I think, man, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. You got to remember that there hadn't been an open revelation from God in over 400 years. The prophets had quit prophesying. The prophets were not being come upon by God. There was no open revelation for over 400 years. There had been 400 years of silence. And all of a sudden, there's an angel of the Lord standing before Zechariah. He says, wow, I can't believe this. Amen. I wonder how many times the Lord comes upon us, praise God, and speaks to our heart through His Word and through His people, and we say, wow, I can't believe this. I can't believe God loved me like He say He loves me. But He does. Zacharias was taken by surprise. Said he was troubled. Fear fell upon him. But the angel of the Lord begins to speak to him. And he says in verse 13, Zacharias, for thy... He said, angel of the Lord said, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and shall call his name John. Amen. He said, your wife Elizabeth is going to bear your son. And he tells him all that John's going to be able to accomplish through his ministry. Amen. Because God so loved the world, he said, I'm going to give you John, and he's going to minister, praise God, and point you toward the Messiah. He said, that blessed hope is coming. Amen. And Zechariah's like, man, I can't believe this. It's just too much. He said he'll be a man of God. He said, and thou shalt have joy and gladness and shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He's going to be a Nazarite. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Zechariah's like, wow, I can't believe this. And then he goes in verse 18. He said, the power of the Spirit be on him. He said, he'll draw people to him, ready to prepare the people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the angel, he said, now this is a question. See, Max, I can't believe this is happening. And he says, whereby shall I know this? He said, I can't believe it. How am I going to know it's true? Said, well, I can just see the angel. He said, well, you can't believe. He said, I can't believe it. And the angel said, well, said, it's not watermelon season. Praise God. And he said, it's not cantaloupe season. But praise God, when you see your wife swelling up like a melon, praise God, you're going to realize that it's baby delivering season. Amen. Glory be to God. When you see that begin to come to play, praise God, you'll know. But he said, how can I know? See, what we want to do, we want to know everything right now so that we can believe. But Jesus said, if we'll just believe unto salvation, that we can know everything later. Amen. God, listen, our little old finite mind can't comprehend the bigness of God. We can't, if God just poured on us everything of God from the foundation up, pray God, our mind would explode. We couldn't contain the knowledge of God. Amen. But He wants us to know Him. And he teaches us just a little at a time. Zachariah said, I can't believe this is happening. He says, it's going to happen. And then the angel said, the angel answered and said unto him, verse 19, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. Amen. Zechariah said, I can't believe this is happening. But God says, believe it. It's happening. He said, I'm Gabriel, standing in the very presence of God, and God sent me. Zechariah said, I can't believe it. Can't believe it. But you know the story about Zacharias finishes his ministry in the temple and he goes down to the house and he tells Elizabeth. He says, glory be to God, honey. He said, you ain't gonna believe what I saw. He said, I saw an angel of the Lord, praise God. He said, he spoke to me. She said, what have you been on? What have you been drinking? She said, I had nothing to bring. He said, I've seen God. I've seen the presence of the Lord. Down at the house of God. Amen. She said, guess what he said. He said that you're going to conceive and bear a son. And we're going to call his name John. He said, honey, we're well stricken in years. She said, I can't believe it. I said, I wanted that for so long. I can't believe what you're saying could be true. He said, well, believe it. It's true. The Bible says in verse 24, it said, and after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days where he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. She said, I can't believe it's happening, but praise God, it happened. Amen. Zacharias couldn't believe. Amen. Elizabeth couldn't believe it. Then we see the power of the Lord come upon Mary. In verse 26, it said, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now I want you to notice something here. A clock began to tick, tick tock, tick tock. People had been waiting for the Messiah for a long time, the promise to come, and the time had not come. But the pendulum began to swing. And the angel of the Lord said, in 9 months, praise God, there's going to be one that's born that's going to, praise God, it's going to be a pointing toward a Savior. He's going to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he was, the angel was in the sixth month. That's the sixth month with Elizabeth. She was 6 months into her pregnancy. Now watch this. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a little town in the mountains. History tells us that about 1,600 to 2,000 people lived in that community, that little town. And God Almighty sent Gabriel, the angel of God, amen, unto her, unto a virgin. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Amen. So the angel Gabriel comes down to Mary where she is. And at this time, this is 6 months into it. Remember, the clocks begin to tick. Tick tock. Tick tock. And the angel comes down to Mary where she is, amen, in that little town of Nazareth. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw it, she said, I can't believe this. Amen. I can't believe this is happening. She said she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Amen. She said, don't be afraid. She said, thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Amen. He says, how can this be? I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is happening. I wonder how many people say, you know what, I can't believe this is happening. When Jesus comes along, when the Holy Spirit comes along, when he begins to minister heart, how many people say, you know what, I can't believe this is happening to me. But Mary says, I can't believe this is happening to me. Y'all believe it, Mary? It's happening. Amen. The angel said, he shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said, I can't believe this. She said, how could this be? And she asked the question, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? See, the Bible said she was a virgin. Amen. Now, in that time, if you go back and look at history of that time, a virgin was considered one from between 12 and 14 years old. A one who had never been with a man. See, their marriages were, they were contracted between families. They were set up between the families. And Mary and Joseph, they had been brought together by the family, and they had been committed to each other. They were espoused to one another. Mary says, I don't understand. I can't believe it. I've never been with a man. How can I have a baby? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. She said, I can't believe it. He said, believe it. It's going to happen. He said, you've been chosen. You've been favored with God. She said, I just can't believe it. And the angel says, he said, and by the way, he said, pay attention. Behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. And the angel, she said, well, I can't believe that. I mean, she's well stricken in years. Zacharias is an old man. So I can't believe that they could be having a baby. The angel said, believe it. Because for with God, nothing shall be impossible. What do you need in your life? What kind of help do you need? I will say there's nothing impossible with God if we ask in belief. And Mary said, she said, I can't really believe it. She said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Now, don't you notice Mary, the Bible said, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. She went, she got up out of Nazareth, headed up the mountain, praise God. She said, you know what? She said, I can't believe this. She said, I'm going to go see for myself. Amen. You know what happens in our churches, praise God, when somebody says, you know what? I can't believe it, but I'm going to go up there at Stony Fork. I'm going to see for myself. A lot of folks come in and they'll ease in, they'll sit in the back. But praise God, God Almighty moves in the service. God Almighty moves in people. We show them the love of God, and they say, you know what? I didn't believe it, but it's true. Amen. There's something different. There's something peculiar about this place. Bless the Lord. The Bible said she took that journey, left Nazareth, took that journey up into Judea. Probably two or three, maybe even five, up to 5 days, depending on where she was at. It doesn't say exactly. Amen. And she entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. Said it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. She said, I can't believe this. The mother of my Lord should come unto me. She said, it doesn't seem possible. Amen. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. I can't believe this is happening. Amen. And said, whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Amen. And now listen. And he says, and said, for lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. I can just see little John in that womb, and he jumped for joy. He said, glory be to God. I can't believe it. It's the presence of the Savior. Amen. The Holy Ghost of God moved upon her. It moved upon him, even to touching that little baby. Said, I can't believe it. It's happening. Oh yeah, believe it. It's happening. Amen. He said, and blessed is she that believed, for thou shalt be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Amen. She said, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is happening to me. But she said, oh yeah, believe. It's happening. I never caught this till the other day. I was reading it. The Bible said that she was at, and Mary gives a testimony of praise unto God. That he comes to people of low estate, low degree. He came to her. He's filled the hungry. He's hoping the nation of Israel. But the Bible says in verse 56, that Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Now, if she's at 6 months and Mary abode for 3 months, how many does that make? 9 months. I never caught this the other day, but I believe Mary stayed there. And she says, praise God. You ain't gonna believe. She said she got to see the birth of John the Baptist. Amen. She stayed at 9 months, praise God. She seen the birth of John the Baptist, praise God. Born of an old woman, praise God. Way after the time, she says, glory be to God. She says, now I've seen it. She says, I got to go back, praise God. I'm going to go tell them. Glory to God. Said, you ain't going to believe this. I wonder why she thought she was so swelled up. Amen. Didn't eat watermelon seeds. One of them took root. Praise God when that little baby was born. Glory be to God. I can just imagine the Holy Spirit of God on that place when John the Baptist came on the scene. Amen. And Mary loads up and she says, glory be to God. She said, hey, Elizabeth, said, I'm glad everything's good. You're good. Everything. The baby's here. She said, I've got to go home. She said, I've got to go share some news. And the Bible says that she left there and she went back home. And you know the story. But there's also another. And they said, you know what? I just can't believe this. Just can't believe it. Was her husband, Joseph. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, they had been promised. Now that promise was just as good as a ring on your finger back then. Amen. If you fooled around or whatever while you were espoused, it was adultery. She was espoused to Joseph before they came together and she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. She come back and Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant. She had been off in the mountains for 3 months and she comes back and she's pregnant, 3 months pregnant. Can you imagine the disappointment in Joseph? I mean, he had such great plans for him and Mary. He had such great thoughts and such great ambitions for him and his little wife. And she comes back off the mountain and she's 3 months pregnant. And Joseph, I could just imagine, he said, I can't believe this. I wonder how many times in our life we have such great plans. Amen. And something comes up and we say, you know what, I can't believe this is happening. It's not the way I viewed it. Not the way I figured it would be. Never happened to you. It's happened to me. Amen. And Joseph, I can't believe this. The Bible says, then Joseph, her husband, he was committed. Said, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example. See, he could have brought it up before the Sanhedrin, before the people, and they could have she could have been stoned. But he said he was mindful to put her away privately. Privately. He said, you know what? He said, I'm just going to give her a letter of divorcement. He said, well, preacher, they weren't married yet. In the eyes of the people, in the eyes of Joseph, they were a spouse. They were as good as married. They just hadn't consummated the marriage yet. And he said, I'm going to just give her a letter of divorcement. I'm going to put her away. So I can't believe this is happening. I had such great big plans for me and her. But now I'm going to have to put her away. And you know, if her parents die and there's nobody to take care of her, nobody else will have her. She'll be decimated. She'll be desolate. She'll have nobody. It broke his heart. He said, I can't believe this is happening. I wonder how many times in life, you know, things happen. We say, I can't believe this is happening to me. But the Bible said, while he thought on these things, he was a pondering them. He said, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David. Amen. He said, yeah, you. I love it when the Holy Ghost of God is direct and direct to us. Amen. He said, Joseph. Not just any Joseph. He said, but thou son of David. Amen. He said, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. Amen. She's yours. You've done made that commitment. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Joseph couldn't believe what was happening. He, in a dream, the God of glory revealed to him. And he says, man, I can't believe this. Can't believe this is happening. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, listen, Joseph. He said, you ain't going nowhere. He said, you're going to go ahead and take Mary to be your wife. He said, I can't believe it. She said, well, believe it, David. Believe it, Joseph. He said, Mary's going to be your wife. And praise God. You know why you're going to know that? Because you're going to call his name Jesus. Amen. You're going to be that father figure. You're the one that's going to give him his name. Praise God. Jesus saves. Praise God. The Lord God. For he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. He said, now all this was done, it might be fulfilled. Verse 23 says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Joseph said, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is going on. Then the Bible says, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him. And he took unto him his wife. Amen. And watch, and he called his name Jesus. Amen. He took unto him his wife. He said, I can't believe this is happening. But then I believe his attitude changed. And then he's like, glory to God. I can't believe this is happening. Amen. I can't believe this is taking place. That Jesus Christ, the Lord, is coming. And I'm going to get to be a part of that blessed hope that's coming. I'm going to get the one that can hold my arm and say his name is Jesus. Glory to God. Can you imagine? I can only imagine how great that was. I can only imagine the magnificence of that peace that he had when that one that came from glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Bible says in John 3 that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. So I can't believe that God Almighty would send his only begotten Son, his one and only, to the one that was begotten from the foundation of the world. Amen. To me and you. But he did. He came to us when we couldn't get to him. I can't believe. But you know what? We're living in a world today where people say, you know what? I just can't believe that. I can't believe that God would love me that much. But you see, you're not the first one to come in unbelief. There's been a whole lot of people before you that's come in unbelief. You say, you know what? I just can't believe that. I just can't believe that Jesus would love me enough to die for my sins. But he did, the Bible says, according to the Scriptures. He died for me and you. And according to the Scriptures, according to God, he said he rose that third day, victorious over death and the grave. You say, well, preacher, I just can't believe that. Well, believe it. It's true. Amen. It's true. God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. What you need to do is just God said it, just believe it, and that'll settle it. Too many people today say, well, I can't believe it. See, a lot of people said that Israel would never become a nation again. But God, through his holy word, he said, yes, they will. I'll see to it. And on May the 14th, 1948, Israel became a nation again. Amen? He became a nation. And God Almighty is saying today, He said, if you love me, just believe me. Trust in me and be saved.